The Early Childhood Commission, the ECC, is deepening its engagement with existing partners and targeting new ones as it seeks to certify approximately 300 basic schools by 2019. 100 institutions with an enrollment of approximately 5,000 children are being targeted under the initial certification phase, which began last September and is scheduled for completion in August 2017. Board Chair Tricia Williams-Singh says the ECC has established partnerships with several national and international entities in helping the schools to meet the ECC's operational standards.
We already have existing partners like PACE Canada, there's UJAA. We have loads of partners. We're just re-engaging them at a different level. We are also working with our partners in NET, because National Education Trust, CHASE, all government JSIF. I want to call it a one-stop shop operation in our certification fair. We're bringing all the partners same place.
Mrs. Williams-Singh also cites the pivotal inputs of other entities and organizations, such as the United Nations Children's Fund, Sandals and Digicel Foundations, Child Development Agency, Jamaica Constabulary Force, Tax Administration Jamaica, Jamaica 4-H Clubs, Nutrition Products Limited, Jamaica Fire Brigade, and United Way. The ECC is also looking to forge additional partnerships at the parish and community levels. Mrs. Williams-Singh says the move is already yielding positive results, with Director of the One Jamaica Foundation, Anne-Marie Vaz, agreeing to take on the role of the ECC's point person in Portland, while journalist Barbara Ellington has indicated an interest to work in Manchester. Their role, she explains, will be to help institutions organize capacity-building activities that enable them to attain the ECC's standards.
So these persons are volunteering of their time, because they want to see a better Jamaica, because they understand that you have to get it right from start. And we use this medium to say to others, reach out to us. If you have a parish that you would like to work with, we're accepting that.
Mrs. Williams-Singh emphasizes that the commission is consistently seeking innovative ways to carry out its mandate. Among other things, the entity has improved the efficiency of communication with early childhood practitioners and other stakeholders by introducing modern technology, thus reducing costs.
We're always rethinking, we're always having these strategy meetings to do better, and we set clear targets. That's a mandate of this board.
Acting Executive Director of the Early Childhood Commission, Carlene DeGrasse Deslandes, says the entity's primary objective is ensuring that children's educational development is administered in a way that enables them to compete with any child anywhere in the world at any time. She says in carrying out its mandate, the ECC is also encouraging parents to ensure the home environment is conducive to learning. The Early Childhood Commission was established by the Early Childhood Commission Act 2003 in keeping with the strategic goal of the government of Jamaica to improve the quality of early childhood care, education and development within the early childhood sector. To find out more about the ECC and their work, visit the website ecc.gov.jm or follow them on Twitter at ECCJA and Instagram at Early Childhood Commission.
Love all Jamaica set up fish sanctuaries, and everybody loves the fish sanctuaries, cause it's a plan to have more fish for everyone and help save the reefs we depend on, and that will ensure the livelihood of the fishermen. So no fish in a dam, let's protect our fish sanctuaries.
Brought to you by the Fisheries Division in collaboration with the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, under the NPAS project.
Residents of Yalas and surrounding areas, the Pico Mobile Passport Service is coming to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Tuesday, February 28 from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Yalas High School in St. Thomas. 3-day express service will be offered alongside our regular 7-day service. No cash will be accepted. You can make payment using debit or credit card or manager's check. Pico Mobile Passport Service, Tuesday, February 28, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Yalas High School in St. Thomas.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.